Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Keyser-Beach said a committee has been developed to put protocols in place for cruise ships visiting St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Dr. Keyser-Beach said emphasis will be placed on vaccinated passengers and locals with whom they conduct business.
So we are working closely with the Ministry of Tourism on the cruise ship protocol. There's actually a committee. Dr. Duncan is involved with that, along with our epidemiologist, the PS of Tourism, and some of the other stakeholders. So generally, as you would realize, in St. Lucia and for Telecom and worldwide, there's the emphasis on vaccinated passengers. And just as they're looking at vaccinated passengers, you also have to look at the persons on land who are going to greet and meet and interact with those persons. And the demand and the interest of the, not demand always, but the interest of cruise ships and the locals is that the persons interacting with them, the vendors, the travelers here on land, would be vaccinated also. So it is that sort of a bubble which extends from the cruise ship on land. It's not that they're going to be interacting with the general public to say it's in conflict with what happens at the airport, but rather that anybody who's interacting with these people coming off the cruise ship would be protected by themselves being vaccinated. And it's also what the cruise ship passengers be most comfortable. It's what we're working on.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Keyser-Beach. Regionally, the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory has identified 7 new COVID-19 cases in Barbados, 3 females and 4 males. Meanwhile, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 13,404. Internationally, the head of the World Health Organization has urged China to be more cooperative with the WHO's second phase of the investigation into the origins of COVID-19. He called for more access and transparency. The first phase of the WHO's investigation ended in February. Meanwhile, stock markets across the UK, Europe, and the US dropped sharply on fears that rising numbers of COVID cases will hamper economic recovery. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.